Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I have some more kind of... We're going to go back to fast food. Remember the Woody Allen movie Sleepers, where at one point they're talking about in the future, and they said, can you believe it? At one point people thought that steak and butter and whipped cream were all bad for you, and now we know they're health food. And that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but... Where's Anita Bryant when we need her, remember? It turns out they carried out research on 100,000 adults. It turns out that, guess what? Drinking orange juice or grapefruit juice, it turns out orange juice or whole grapefruit on a regular basis increases the chance of developing skin cancer by like 41%. Can you believe that? Well, for a long time I've known orange juice. You know, Americans love orange juice. But most countries, first of all, the idea of putting cold acid into your stomach, citric acid in your stomach, first thing in the morning, does not appeal to most of the world. I stopped drinking it simply because a glass of orange juice has got the same number of calories as a Coke. And I'm one of those, which were called women, who are always sort of watching my weight. My mom, I convinced her a bunch of years ago, because she was an orange juice fan, but it's very acid and it's very high in calories. So what I convinced her to do was put, she likes cereal in the morning, rather than putting milk on it, which she doesn't like, and so she wouldn't eat it, to put some dilute apple juice on it. Now, you could argue that apple juice has got as many calories as orange juice, and I would not disagree. But first of all, it's diluted, and second of all, it's a little less hard on your stomach. So it turns out that, you know what, the more you learn, the more it's got to be moderation in all things, right? It just doesn't make any sense. That nothing is going to harm you if you just do a little bit of it, other than maybe arsenic or botulism, and anything that you're sort of doing exclusively or in excess, or which I guess are nearly the same word, that it's just not a very good idea. You really need to moderate things. So which gets us back to dun, 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 fast food. All right, let's finish this up. Our fast food is taking a long time to get through. All right.
Okay.
All right, so there we go.
Yeah. So Sue Ellen says, Taco Bell. I just love the crunchy tacos and will sometimes stop and get them for dinner. And as a senior, my drink is free. It's my guilty pleasure.
Wait a minute. She gets a free drink at Taco Bell?
Evidently.
Let's see what it says about Taco Bell free seniors. Taco Bell seniors, let's say. Senior drink. Let's see what it says. See, I'm funny. 2015 Senior Discounts Restaurants, IHOP, Jack in the Box, Taco Bell offers free senior drink.
Huh.
Chick-fil-A, 10% off or free small drink or coffee, 55+. Chili's, 10% off, 55+. Taco Bell, 5% off, free beverage for seniors, 65+. TCBY, 10% off. Getting older is getting better.
There you go.
All right, here's... it says somebody is telling this story. Who knew? Did you know any of this?
I did not.
Of course, you're 12 years old, but still.
Yep.
It says I walked in Taco Bell, asked what was the deal of the century for this week. They said there was none. I knew that. They grinned. I grinned. I ordered 5 99-cent tacos. I informed them I'm a senior, so I'll take the usual 100% discount. They said that would be nice. More grinning. They were fine. I was fine, just having fun. I wanted out the door with my tacos. Yep, the discount was there. Note, no, not 100%, just what it was supposed to be. Many seniors think a 10% discount is not worth the bother, but this is usually just a matter of perception. If instead the deal being stated as a 10% discount had been stated as pay no sales tax for life, everyone of all ages would be all over it, yet the 10% discount would almost always be the better deal. There you go. The best way to obtain a discount is to say, I understand you have a senior discount. As a question. So you have to make the end of your sentence go up. There you go. From now on. There we go. All right. So I love this story. All right, keep going. So senior discount, you get a free drink. And 10%, do you get a free drink and 10% off?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Go check out Taco Bell. Tell them you heard it here, and you want to know what the Scoobies is or are. I don't know if Scoobies is or are, either one. Right. We want to know the Scoobies. Okay. Go ahead.
Doug says, Chick-fil-A is coming to Manhattan, 6th Avenue and 37th Street at the end of the summer.
There you go.
Must be a fan.
Thank you. See, all these people are so helpful.
Yeah.
There we go. All righty. Let's see what else we got.
All right. Caitlin says, Taco Bell, Nachos Bel Grande, extra cheese, beef, and tomatoes. I can't get enough. It's why I can't lose any weight.
All right. So that's a, you know, we have, there's a whole subsection of people who listen to my program who are Taco Bell, Taco Bells, Bellettes, Bellers, Taco Bellers. That sounds good. There was some guy who called from Taco Bell once, remember? And so you get 10% discount if you're over 55. Or was it 65? I don't even know. And you get a free drink. So what was the one she liked? The Grande with extra
Nacho
cheese?
Bel Grande or something. Yeah. I have actually never been to Taco Bell.
I think I've been to one, but it was years ago. I have to go see if I'm fine. I really like Mexican food, although I don't know if Taco Bell technically counts.
Yeah, does that really count? I mean,
I'm not even sure it counts as food. No, sorry. so much for them sponsoring the program.
Right, can't go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Keep going.
All right, finally, we have Becca who says, lately, cheeseburgers.
Lately, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, look, she does bring up an interesting point, which is I think as we grow older that our taste buds change. Everything else changes. Why not? Because I can remember as a kid hating vegetables, but part of it is because my mother, we never saw a fresh vegetable other than lettuce, iceberg lettuce. And those the tomatoes that will make your gums bleed because they're so unripe. I love my mother dearly, not a cook. And as an adult, veggies and salads are kind of my favorite thing to eat, although iceberg lettuce is my least favorite. I like almost everything else. All right, so that does it for, well, so I would say that the Taco Bell did very well.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to give it a try sometime.
The Bell, yeah. Yeah, we should do it. All right, there we go. All right, I'll tell you what have I got here? A minute and a half, no, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not time enough to do what I was going to do, which is I'm going to tell you about movies and I'm going to tell you about theater. I'll tell you what, why don't I do, coming up next break, I'll do an entertainment segment. And we'll do both movies and theater all in the same swell foop, assuming I can get them all done. Because I think I've got 3 or 4 movies and 3 plays. And if not, I'm just trying to think. The Trevor and I will sort this out. All right, we will sort out exactly when we're going to do it, whether we're going to do it now or then. All right, and speaking of all the things we were just speaking about, which is orange juice, you know, I mean, it turns out deaths from sugary drinks are a problem all over the world. So it's, where's Bloomberg when we need him? They're saying that beverages are responsible for 184,000 adult deaths all over the world.
That's
many
crazy.
Countries in the world have a significant number of deaths occurring from a single dietary factor, sugar-sweetened beverages. It should be a global priority to substantially reduce or eliminate sugar-sweetened beverages from the diet. This came out of Tufts. So there you go. Somebody else said, the researchers provide no evidence when they illogically and wrongly take beverage intake calculations from around the globe and allege that these beverages are the cause of deaths, which the authors themselves acknowledge are due to chronic disease. So wait a minute. So there's an argument here. The need for population-based efforts to reduce sugar-sweetened beverages, which are called SSBs. Wait a minute. So they're saying, this is an article that obviously has taken something out of context and put it in the wrong place. So they're saying increasing fruits and vegetables can be challenging due to agriculture cost, storage, and other complexities. But there is no health benefits from sugar-sweetened beverages, and the potential impact of reducing consumption is saving tens of thousands of deaths every year. What they're saying is that their research is a little faulty, but logically it probably makes some sense. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters: your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Trevor and I made an executive decision that I really didn't want to jam three movies and three theater stuff into what could be just a relatively short segment. So we're gonna do an email here, and then I'll do the entertainment section, which I don't think we've ever done that before. We've combined the movies and theater. But I'll keep them separate so you don't get confused, I promise. And besides, you're smart. So that way I don't have to carry something over or rush through it. I know I speak at the speed of light. As my grandmother said, thank goodness I've got good diction. Otherwise, you'd never understand a word I said. Okay, Graham. Alrighty, so let's do our email here.
All right, this email comes from Chris, who writes, I live in the area where the two prisoners escaped from prison in northern New York. Can you talk a bit about keeping kids and everyone actually calm and level-headed in times of danger? Having hundreds of law enforcement in our neighborhood made us safe but also aware of any possibility. While many were on lockdown for days, the escapees were able to elude capture for so long because these woods are thicker than you realize. Searchers can't just walk through all the underbrush, vines, and fallen trees, and there are hundreds of unoccupied seasonal camps. It was very interesting to trying to figure out their possible plans, which turned out to be simpler than we gave them credit for.
Okay. Well, you're asking a bunch of questions there. It turns out these dudes, as Trevor said, he wasn't really following it. But if you live in New York, you were. If you live in upstate New York, we definitely. They not only escaped from a maximum security prison, which is in the middle of nowhere, which is part of the issue, but apparently they practiced it, like for four months before they ever escaped. I mean, a truly corrupt, bizarre system, and the head of the prison has been fired, and there's going to be all sorts of indictments and whatever. But it turns out that they were on the lam. I love that word, right? It makes me sound like a crime reporter. For 3 weeks, and all of us are used to watching television, so we expect. First of all, these guys are not rocket scientists. And how do you elude essentially a huge manhunt? And as Chris says, well, you know, when you've got a lot of woods, there's lots of places to hide. And apparently, they killed one of them, and one of them they shot and was captured, and apparently is blabbing or bragging, I suppose, as much as anything else. And he said that the cops walked by him twice, that they almost got him twice. He was in a hunting blind, you know, up on a tree. They said, there are some things that are so simple. I mean, somebody's going to make a movie of this. You know they are, based on true events. That the way they eluded the bloodhounds, you know how they did it? They got pepper. And apparently, coffee grounds will do it, too. I know that from watching all the movies about drugs, is that if you get an odor that's strong enough that dogs... It'll overpower their smelling system. So they used pepper. They smuggled the tools in frozen meat. I was telling Trevor there was an Agatha Christie murder mystery. There are two of them I remember. One is that a woman stabbed somebody with an icicle and then melted the evidence. And the other one is she hit... the wife hit somebody with a frozen turkey, and when the cops came, was cooking the turkey dinner, so the evidence was gone. So apparently they smuggled stuff in frozen meat, hamburger helper, I guess. I don't know. There was an FBI informant. The guys who, and again, I don't mention Perch by name, was a snitch. He was planning, he blabbed to the FBI. So, what can I tell you? So, this is a story that, all right, so the story about the escape, you watch, it's going to be made into a movie somewhere. And it'll probably star Matt Damon or something. Because I think everything stars Matt and Damon these days. All right, so the larger question is, how do you keep people calm? Not only kids calm, but yourself calm. And I think the idea is to take reasonable precautions. And it sounds like my guess is that the sale of alarms went up. That you explain that you don't. I mean, I think that the normal precautions that you don't answer the door if you don't know who's there. That you have fail-safe words. That whole issue about danger in the world seems to me to be one that as parents we're continually struggling with is, and again, it's my favorite title that no one will ever let me use, which is trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night, which is I don't think we necessarily want our kids to go through life assuming that there's going to be boogeymen. Even though as kids, I think we all grow up with that notion. We check under the bed and the shadows scare us because we're little, and so lots of things feel threatening. But I think as parents, our job is to say, okay, turn on the lights. Let's talk about what we can do to make ourselves safe and what things don't make any sense and what things do. And I think sometimes with kids, it's as much sort of hearing what their concerns are. And something like the prison escape, I don't think creates fear per se. Or let me rephrase that. I think it does create some fear, but I think more importantly and more intellectually, what it does is allow fears, free-floating anxieties, to have a place to land. So I think kids who are anxious before the prison break became more anxious. Kids who were fairly carefree probably experienced a little bit of trepidation, but not nearly as much as kids who were anxious before. So the question is, how do we deal with anxiety on an ongoing basis? And the first is we do a little reality testing. Now, free-floating anxiety, by definition, doesn't have a specific trigger. So in talking with your kids about it, saying, what is it you're afraid of? And it may be, for example, I don't think that makes any sense to bring kids into your bed, because then the question is, how do you get them out? On the other hand, if everybody's nervous, and under different sets of circumstances, a death in a family or a scary kind of thing, I think it's okay for everybody to get their sleeping bag and sleep on the floor in the living room. That seems to me a much better solution. First of all, it's not all that comfortable, so nobody's going to get really used to it. It sort of takes a potentially uncomfortable situation and makes it different and unusual and kind of fun and memorable. But what we do, I think what we need to not do as a parent is dismiss our kids' concerns and saying, don't worry. That's like saying, don't think about elephants. So asking our kid, what is it specifically you're worried about? What would make you feel better? And as you can hear, it's a discussion that we had earlier with Linda and her high anxiety 9.5-year-old of saying, okay, what would make you feel better about this? And kids saying, don't go, or, you know, that, I don't know. Say, well, look, this is what's going to happen. So given that's what's going to happen here, what would make you feel better about it? And I think that's the approach we take with our kids, is that there can be bad people, but bad people don't necessarily, and these guys are running away. They really don't want to bother other people particularly. They just want to escape. But apparently they were trying to get to Mexico. But sort of, again, instead of dismissing our kids' anxiety of saying, well, there's nothing to worry about or we'll take care of you, ask them what specifically makes them uncomfortable and then dealing with that. And that helps them to move from their gut to their brain, which is how all of us have to learn to deal with anxiety. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extend. Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, thank goodness Trevor and I decided to do this here because I have four plays. I knew there was another one I was forgetting. All right, the four plays I'm going to review for you are Of Good Stock, The Tempest, Consent, and Significant Other. All right, I'm going to do it in reverse order. For no particular reason. I'm going to start with Consent, which is at the Black Box Theater in New York. And it's by a playwright whose name is David Rhodes, who, and this is somewhat autobiographical. I took a friend of mine with me to see this. The story is that we've got this kind of hunky guy who was in the NFL as a football player. Then he became an award-winning architect, but recently came out, okay? So he's separated from his high school sweetheart, is in a Soho loft, and runs into a sexy Yale law student. As I said, this is somewhat autobiographical because David Rhodes was married, came out of the closet, and he describes it as being in him with men that was minus a female ingredient. I had some trouble. I mean, I thought the performances in this were terrific. I thought there were people who walked out of this play. And there was somebody, it's a very intimate theater, and so to walk out, you have to walk past the stage and the actors, which I think, first of all, is somewhat rude, and presumably most of the people who go to theater are, in theory, relatively well-behaved. So it meant that there had to be a huge amount of urgency about saying, I'm not going to watch this. The play is graphic and fairly violent, and I turned to the woman that I was sitting with and said, do you think this is a fair depiction of male sexuality? And she said she did. And I would hate to think it is, just because it was so violent. And so, that's the word I would use for it. With the idea being that men left to their own devices are much more aggressive with each other than they are with women. And I don't know how I feel about that as a psychologist. And to a certain extent, I think it is not particularly helpful to heterosexual understanding of homosexuality, because I think it takes what may or may not be accurate. I don't think all men are violent. I don't think all male-on-male sex is violent, just like I don't think all female-on-female sex is gentle. I mean, I think there's a huge amount of variation in human sexuality and human behavior. So, but it is a chilling play. It is certainly upsetting, not for everyone, very well acted and thought provoking. So that's Consent. I don't know if I consent to watching it or not. It was certainly unexpected. And as I said, very upsetting, and I don't know if it was illuminating or not. It's certainly something to think about. The next play is similar in theory, similar, well, it's not really all that similar, except that it has a gay character as the main person who has three really good friends. And we meet Jordan, who is adorable. He's a really fun actor. I can't say his name. Gideon Glick, who was in Spider-Man and Spring Awakening. So he's had, you know, a fair amount of time on Broadway having a good time, Into the Woods as well. And he plays a very gentle, I mean, you can't imagine him being violent under any circumstances, gay man with three really good female friends, Kiki, Lauren, Vanessa. And he's at the bridal shower for one. And each of the women, he goes to each of their either showers or wedding as and sort of as the escort of whomever the woman is who's not with the man at that moment. And by the end, by the end of the second act, everybody's paired off but him. So it's a little unclear exactly. Barbara Barry is in this one, who plays grandmother, and she's wonderful in this. It's just great to see her. But I'm not sure exactly what the point of the play was, to be quite honest. Is significant other meaning that he was not really significant? He was just a placeholder until a heterosexual man comes along? Is that he was using these women who were significant in his life? I'm not sure what the point of the play was. And it ends in a completely unusual way from what you expect it to end. It's very well written. It's very clever. It is in some ways the opposite end of the spectrum of Consent, which is dealing with the gay man's sensibility with respect to women. Consent deals with the gay man's sensibility without women. I don't know that any particular play or any particular depiction of a gay man is any more accurate than any particular depiction of a straight man. But they're certainly opposite ends of looking at gay relationships with men, women, and whatever. So, I mean, they're interesting and thought-provoking and kind of an interesting duo. One is a lot easier to take than the other. The Tempest, which is not one of my favorite plays. I don't think it's one of anybody's favorite plays, to be quite honest. This one is Shakespeare in the Park, which is always a fun thing to do if you ever get a chance to do it. It's free in theory. Let me tell you what the theory is. that you can go and stand in line for tickets, which means basically camping out early in the morning or sending your significant other to camp out and get tickets, which are free. The other way you can get tickets, you can be the press, which is great. Excuse me. Although I think this is one of the few years I've gone that hasn't rained on me. Or you can make a donation to the public theater, and for the donation you get the ticket. So, but having said that, it's a real mixture of everybody in New York, and it makes you appreciate Central Park. This one stars Sam Waterston as Prospero, the right Duke of Milan. It also, the other big name in it is a personal favorite of mine, is Jesse Tyler Ferguson, whom I guess is on, is it Community? No, it's on Family. I never watched television, but I knew him because he was really kind to me when I did Putnam County Spelling Bee, and I'm delighted for his success. He plays Trunculo, the jester. But the movie, the play is really stolen by Ariel and Caliban. Ariel is the airy spirit. Caliban, in theory, is the opposite, the savage and deformed slave, and both of them are wonderful. Sam is a wonderful presence. He's got great white hair and a huge beard. Tempest is a weird play, let's face it. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to be. If it weren't Shakespeare in the Park, would anybody ever go see Tempest? I don't know. But it is, I mean, if you've never seen Shakespeare in the Park, you should go at least once, because it's fun. Of good stock is at the Manhattan Theater Club, which has a huge subscription base. This one stars most prominently Alicia Silverstone, who was in Clueless. It's a story of three sisters. The standout performance, as far as I'm concerned, in this, is Fred, who is Kelly O'Con, who plays the husband of the oldest sister, who we figure out fairly early on is sick. The three daughters have different responses to the fact that they had a famous father who was he messed around. They're both orphans now. They're at the house that the oldest sister inherited, much to the chagrin of at least one of the sisters. You know, and again, I'm not sure exactly what this one is about. Of Good Stock is kind of a pun on the fact that their name is Stockton. And I guess it's a relationship about sisters or family or being haunted by the past. Again, it's very well acted. I could have used a little bit more. If I'm going to go to a play, I want something that teaches me something I didn't know. This one seemed to me a little bit sitcom-y in terms of what it was trying to do. I mean, they're pretty women. It's an interesting situation. We've got three men, one of whom is kind of, you know, sort of earth father. He's salt of the earth, and you just instantly love him. And he is the most fun to watch because he just seems such a natural actor. You don't feel you don't catch him acting as opposed to everybody else. Then we have we've got Alicia, and who's a high maintenance woman with a guy who's, and they're engaged. And then we have the youngest sister, who's kind of a hippie, who has found a very young guy, and she has a secret to share. And how the three of them deal with, I guess, life, death, love, commitment, men, each other. But it did seem to me, I mean, they're pretty women. I just wanted something a little bit, I guess, meatier or more focused. I mean, look, if I'm going to spend 2.5 hours with you, I want to know something at the end of it. My time, this is my life. And you don't want to go to a place saying, what were they trying to say here? They're all four very different experiences. You hear that I can't unify. There are no 5-star ones here. But Consent is alarming and perhaps insightful. Significant Other is more entertaining, but kind of sad. The Tempest is go to see for the experience. And Of Good Stock has got at least some really good performances. I could have used a little better writing. And it looks like, thank goodness, I used this for both theater and movies, because I haven't done movies yet, but they're coming up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The movies today by telling you of a remark. I've gone in the last couple of days, I've gone to a couple of screenings of movies that don't open for a while. So as a result, in theory, as a critic, we're not supposed to talk about the movies until we've reviewed them, because we're trying really hard not to influence one another. But one of my fellow critics said, when's the last time you went to a movie that you really enjoyed? So it's summertime, and there are a lot of really at best, mediocre movies around. And unfortunately, the couple movies that... I liked Inside Out, But I think it's kind of a little gem in a wasteland, and is, I mean, I think Pixel does good movies, and I really enjoyed it. But most of the movies around right now are summer blockbuster stupid movies. So this week, yesterday, depending where you are, some open last night, some open tonight, some open tomorrow night, you've got the two big movies, Terminator Genesis and Magic Mike XXL. All right, so here's what they did. The movie companies, in their wisdom, had the only two screenings of these two movies simultaneously. So what happened was exactly what's going to happen this weekend, is men went to one and women went to the other. So as a result, I'm going to have to tell you about Terminator next week. I think I'm probably going to bite the bullet and go pay money to see it, even though it has gotten really crummy reviews from everybody that I know. And I know we're not supposed to compare, but and people have not said anything necessarily, but they just make that sort of face. The idea is that John Connor sends Kyle Reese back in time to protect Sarah Connor, but when he arrives in 1984, nothing is as he expected to be. Now, this is the fifth of the Terminator movies, all right? And, of course, we've got Arnold back. But this was a movie that most people felt just really didn't make much sense. And it's 2 hours and 5 minutes, so I'll have to review it for you next week. All I can tell you is that that it has not gotten very good reviews, and most of the people I know didn't particularly like it. Okay, that's not my review, because I didn't see it, and I can't review something I didn't see. I went and saw Magic Mike XXL, I guess we'd call that extra large, with Channing Tatum, Joe Manganiello, Matt Bomer, and Adam Rodriguez. And this is 3 years after Channing, who we call Mike, bowed out of the stripper life. And he and the remaining Kings of Tampa hit the road to Myrtle Beach to put on one last blowout performance. They're going to go to a stripper convention. This has got a couple of cameos in it that will probably, either you recognize them or you don't. I did. And one person looks great, one person looks not so great. So you can figure this out on your own. To be quite honest, I thought the first one was great fun. But I thought part of the reason the first one was great fun is because it involved Matthew McConaughey as kind of the snaky, smarmy guy. He's not in this one. And they kind of tell you that he's off in Malaysia or something, or Macau, teaching somebody else to be a stripper. And you really miss him in this one because he brought some color to this, some spice to it. This one, I mean, the first thing I liked was Matthew in the first one. The second one I liked was the choreographed stripping, which I thought was kind of, I mean, you know, got all this beefcake. They don't do anything together in this one. The movie goes on for a very long time with people you really don't care about. There is one scene which is just plain lovely in a convenience store. If the rest of the movie had shown the same cleverness and humor, the movie would have been much better. Unfortunately, it is not. This is kind of a road movie. I was really disappointed in it. I thought the writing was mediocre at best. The things that you like the first, I mean, there, if you like beefcake, as someone said, there was only women and gay men in the theater, which isn't true, but I think this is going to be one of those weekends that if you're a couple, one of you will buy a ticket to one will buy a ticket to the other. All right, a sort of interesting choice this weekend, which is a documentary called Cartel Land, which is really, has won some awards at Sundance and will probably try to get nominated as the best documentary. This is a really upsetting story about really two men from two different standpoints in the border along Mexico. One is a physician who tries to arm vigilantes to oppose the cartels, and the other is an ex-military guy who heads a paramilitary group to prevent Mexico's drug war from entering the U.S. territory. You cannot believe that a documentary filmmaker would have this kind of access and not get shot, and apparently it is a scary movie with no really good ending to this one. It's really alarming. The movie I would probably send you to watch this weekend, which no one's going to go see, but it's called Jimmy's Hall. It's by Ken Loach, who I think does wonderful things about about Ireland. During the Depression, Jimmy Gralton returns home to Ireland after 10 years of exile. Seeing the levels of poverty and oppression, the activist in him reawakens, and he looks to reopen the dance hall that led to his deportation. It's a story I didn't know, really know anything about. Apparently, it's based on some reality. It's set in the 1930s in Ireland, basically about 10 years after the War of Independence and the beginning of the Troubles in Ireland. I thought this was Ken Loach's most approachable film, and I thought it was genuinely touching and liked it a lot. So no one's going to go see it, but if I were going to send you to one movie this weekend, I would send you to Jimmy's Hall. Cartel Land is alarming and upsetting and makes you wonder whether there is anything that's ever going to be done about the war on drugs, including they have interviews with the guys who are making the drugs, the guys who are smuggling people. I mean, it's a very alarming film. Magic Mike, I mean, it depends how much you want to look at. Not very good acting, not very good writing, but pretty pumped up male bodies. Terminator, you're on your own about this one. All I can tell you is that it is not done particularly well with people who've gone to see it, but I think that we'll see what happens between whether Mike strips Arnold or Arnold stomps Mike. Well, that'll probably be the big battle this weekend. Look, it's that time of year. Sooner or later, there'll be some good movies around. And as I said, I've seen two movies that open next month, both of which are more fun than any of the movies opening this week, which is, and I'll tell you about them when we get closer to them. One is Trainwreck, which is rude, raunchy, tacky, very sexual, will offend a lot of people, and is really a very well-written, very well-acted, funny, smart movie. And the other is Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is a complete retake. It has nothing really to do with the TV series, but has it will make you nostalgic, maybe, for the 80s. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.